We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. So last week, John, I was at MozCon with Dana Lukadu, one of our favorite fans. Loved having her on the show.
She's awesome. Love Dana without a doubt. Dana, if you're listening, thanks again, and go!
No. Oh, not even a warning.
No warning.
That's in the spirit of the Olympics, right?
Exactly.
Well, we've got lots to cover today, so let's just jump into it. And some of it's pretty fun. The first one especially, I love that there's a Google movie coming out with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. That's too cool.
I know. That is so awesome. Too bad they couldn't get Google to actually participate, though, because that would have made it even better, but it's still going to be great. And for those of you who don't know, the premise is Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson are like – guys who already have careers that get fired, and they become interns at Google, and they realize that they really don't have to do anything being interns, making coffee and stuff. And it's got the potential to be pretty funny, especially since it's rated R.
Exactly. Yeah. Vince Vaughn was like, "It's so nice to go back and do rated R movies again." I'm like, "Oh, sweet." every geek under the sun, any search geek under the sun is not going to miss that. It's a pretty good safe bet.
And if you think about Google internships, what could be rated R about Google, just remember that Matt Cutts got his start building the porn filter for Google. So
he must have done a really good job.
Yeah. He filters them all to his desktop.
Oh, Matt, we need you on the show so we can do this to your face.
Exactly.
We need to hear some comebacks. I've never heard Matt give a comeback. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Huh. Matt. It must be in there somewhere.
So when's that movie supposed to come out? Any idea?
No idea. They're just filming it, so it's probably a good 6 months away at least.
Yeah. Something That's to look forward bad. To. Now that Batman's already done. Now we've got something new to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. So another piece of news just makes me inwardly angry and also laugh my arses off. That's Google's BS message of don't ignore, but don't panic for the latest round of unnatural link warnings that were sent out to people through Webmaster Tools.
What do they mean by don't ignore but don't panic? I mean, I've heard about this. I haven't dug into it yet. Have you dug into it? What's the scoop? What are they talking about?
Yeah, I did. Okay, quote unquote. If a website tries to charge you to put up, here's a few things first, okay? One thing is about that if someone isn't going to take down your link, there's a way to do something about that. That's the first thing. And that's quote unquote here. If a website tries to charge you to put links up and to take links down, feel free to let us know about that, either in your reconsideration request or by mentioning it on our webmaster forum or in a separate spam report. We have taken action on several such sites because they often turn out to be doing link spamming themselves.
Before you go on, though, in case people don't realize, people have been getting, like, if you have a bad link on, like, a directory somewhere, there's been reports of these directories trying to charge people to remove the links. And that's what we're talking about. If you haven't heard that, it's getting really freaking crazy in the link space out there. So just be aware.
Yep. It's all thanks to Google and their maliciousness. They are. They're being malicious. I'm so pissed off at them right now.
We're not pointing fingers or anything. Just
no, no. Well, mine is.
Yeah. Which finger was that, Ross? My God.
No one knows. No one knows. They can only picture it. I'm sure. Now, onto the latest warnings, and that is, and quote unquote, I just freaking love this. In less severe cases, we sometimes target specific spammy or artificial links created as part of a link scheme and distrust only those links, rather than taking action on a site's overall ranking. The new message makes it clear that we are taking, quote-unquote, targeted action on the unnatural links instead of your site as a whole. And here's the punchline. This new message also lacks the yellow exclamation mark that other messages have. Give me a frickin' break.
So wait a minute. If there's a big difference in the message based on whether it has a yellow exclamation point or not, yes. That's what they're saying. So
which quote-unquote tries to convey that we're addressing a situation that is not as severe as the previous quote-unquote we are losing trust in your entire site messages.
Which I assume have a red quote, they have a red explanation point, right?
No, they have a yellow one. Yes, they have the yellow one appearing versus so, none.
So the yellow one means that we're not taking this one as... No, yellow means it's not as bad? Yeah, or yellow is the super bad?
Yellow is the one that you really should worry about. The ones yellow that don't have an exclamation mark at all, that say the same thing, but don't have the exclamation mark, not so much.
See,
but don't ignore it.
So that sounds like some kind of bug. Somebody sent out a bunch of messages that weren't supposed to go out, and they just happened to notice that some had an exclamation point and some didn't. So we can use that as our separator and help people understand. Oh, yeah, that's a mess.
And this guy says, again, I wouldn't classify these messages as purely advisory or something to be ignored, or only for innocent sites. These new messages are worth your attention. Fundamentally, it means we're distrusting some links to your site. It's a complete freaking waste of time. It's going to freak out so many people.
And my girlfriend's only partially pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Nothing's likely to come out.
And for those, you know, those of you that know I'm married, I don't actually have a girlfriend. she's not pregnant.
You know, everything's gone to hell. I actually wanted to write a post about this and just freaking lose it and ranting. I might do it still. But I'm so pissed at Google right now and how they're being vindictive to so many people for really no reason at all. You know, they could just discount these, which they already claim to have done anyway, these links. But no, they've decided they're going to penalize people and then send out all this quote unquote transparent reporting.
So you know why they're doing that, right? It is kind of vindictive, but they're not doing it to be vindictive. They're doing it because they're trying to use fear as a tool. They're trying to get people to be scared of screwing up and do their way. Instead of like trying to be nice and say, please don't do this, it hasn't worked for a decade. So they're finally deciding, well, we're going to have to put the fear of God in people. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's not vindictive.
It is vindictive, but it's, you know, it is vindictive, but I don't think they're doing it to be vindictive. That's just like a byproduct of what they're doing. They're doing it to try to put some control around this mass link economy that they've created unintentionally.
Yeah, they've created, exactly. So they've told people to do all this stuff over the years. There's quotes galore from Matt Cutts. And now that's not a good idea. In fact, people are losing their shirts over it. Oh!
Yeah.
It really makes me mad. Just, and they've gone to hell ever since they went through their IPO. Ever since.
Put that finger away.
You know, and to start it all off, we lose the Google Dance. Oh, man. See, that's it. That did it.
that really was the kickoff of the downfall of Google is when they stopped the Google Dance.
Well, it was because that was right after the IPO or around then.
Yep.
They're just like, well, we can't afford to do this anymore because we don't have any money. BS.
But let's go buy a Motorola.
Yes. Although, to their credit, they made the Nexus 7 tablet, which I cannot tell everyone. I love it to death. It is the best tablet I've ever owned. It is so slick, so solid, never had it crash. It is so fast. Awesome.
So it's amazing that in one hand, you are the biggest Google fanboy there is. On the other hand, you want to rip their throats out with the chainsaw. It's really fun to talk.
It's a friend, though. I like their hardware. Oh man, I can just imagine what Marty Weintraub would say at this point. He was awesome at that show. He was just awesome. But anyway,
so Brasco's about to have a heart attack. We need to take a break.
we'll just keep saying that every time we need a break.
Yeah.
Oh, Brasco. All right, we better go. We'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world. Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sort with speed and accuracy to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers. And join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let Majestic wield its mighty sword. MajesticSEO.com. It's good to be king.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit Location3Media.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Thanks for listening. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to the silly SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Cartgut, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc.
The silliest, serious show you'll ever listen to.
we've got the giggles today. I don't know what it is, but anyway, it's happening and it's good. So what's next here? Oh yeah, I've got a few things from MozCon I wanted to share with you guys.
I want to hear. There's got to be tons of cool stuff that came out of there that you got to go to and I didn't.
Yeah, it was. I haven't even scraped the surface, but what I've got here are a few cool little links and interesting things people can try. The first one was, and I admit I'm way behind the times, I think, because this has been around a while, but SEOGadget.co.uk, that's SEOGadget.co.uk, has a ton of really cool tools for using your API through SEO Moz. So if you happen to be an SEO Moz user, you can do some really cool things with it. It's also got other options as well. But anyone out there who needs a new tool to do some of their analysis for SEO, check it out.
Well, what kind of analysis? What kind of things does it do?
I got to bring it up because you're making me do that.
I want to hear it. Come on. Don't be half-assed. Give us the whole scoop, man.
Problem is I only half got my notes here. That's why I'm kind of like, what we do. No, that doesn't help. Tools. AdWords API for Excel. So all these things, what one of the things that did that I really liked is you could actually import a lot of data direct from the Open Site Explorer on SEO Moz into Excel, where you could do a hell of a lot more manipulation with the code without having to download it from Open Site Explorer. So in this case, it's actually imported through the API. Whenever you make changes, all that kind of stuff, it's much more diverse what you can do with this information. And it's free. This kind of connect. Obviously, you have to have an API, which isn't free, but the tools here are just stellar.
All right.
Link categorizers, link cleanup. There's a ton of stuff on there under the tools button on their site.
All right. We'll definitely have to go check it out then.
Yes. Thank you. No more questions. allmyplus.com. I haven't tried this yet, but it's one I noted. What?
I'm just thinking that domain could have been a porn site at some time. I'm just saying.
All My Plus. Okay. We're going gutter, people. Sorry. If you go to allmyplus.com, you can see and put in your profile ID for your Google Plus account. Let me do it right now. It will actually give you a listing of all the different stuff you've posted and conversations and messages, which I gather is a good thing to use for looking at some competitors. Plus.google.com. I'm literally like throwing these off from my list of notes without having researched them. So I apologize. everyone. View profile. Okay, there's my ID. So that's what you do. Go to Google Plus, click view my profile. Get your ID from the URL in the page you go to. Drop it into the profile ID spot. And voila. Oh, here we go. Oh, wow. Okay, now I know why it's cool. it loads how many posts.
This photos. Is radio, Ross. Describe.
Yes. Yes. Posts, photos, GIFs, videos, links, comments, plus ones, reshares. It like is a brain dump of everything this person, in this case me, has done on Google Plus, and they don't need to have access to their account. This is just literally the system will show charts, most popular posts, people that whose posts have been reshared through this person, photos that it was the person has shared.
It seems like it went pretty fast, too, if you just typed in your account and hit the button and you got that back that fast. That's pretty good for one of those kind of tools to get that kind of analysis that quick.
There's the link. I just put it through for you. So, right. Here, I'll put it on. Actually, that's a great way. Everyone, you can you can follow me. I'll put it on our SEO 101 page. That's facebook.com/SEO101podcast.
Oh, you know what? I've used this tool before. Now that I think about it, this is nice. I remember using this tool. I did an analysis of all our newspaper, all of our newspapers have, or actually our affiliate sites have Google Plus pages. And I did this analysis, and I remember this tool is very cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. Next on the list is. Oh, yeah. One of the things was a discussion about efficiency in companies. And I know this is a little irrelevant to SEO because we're not efficient, but no, we are. There's a way to calculate just how much money you're spending in meetings. So all the people out there who have these big sit-down meetings once a week and they tend to drag on forever, if you ever want to make a case on why they should be shorter, go to bit.ly, so that's bit.ly/meetcost, M-E-E-T-C-O-S-T. And it'll help you calculate just how much money is being, well, wasted potentially on that meeting and how you can cut it back. It's really good. I mean, everyone needs that kind of ammunition occasionally, especially in bigger corporations. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
I just have to say, just I know it's kind of interrupting your chain of thought here, but you have a Bitly link in that. And I actually last week got access to the Bitly Enterprise version. And if you ever get a chance to see that, they have some very, very cool reporting on the links and the traffic that's being sent to your site through Bitly. Just had to say that. If you get a chance, check it out. Bitly Enterprise is pretty cool.
Hmm. Awesome. Well, maybe you'll show me.
I could possibly do that.
You should get like a screenshot or something and share it with the gang. Obviously, you'd have to block out some stuff.
It's actually not my account, so I'd have to get permission because it shows data of real sites. So,
too bad.
But I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Another bit of info. Again, I have got mountains more, but this is just a couple things I managed to source before the show. One finding was that ebooks are better than infographics in many cases when building links or generating the kind of buzz you need to. Well, for example, I believe in this case, ebooks were provided to on a website to generate signups. So here, put in your information and get access to our ebook. Infographics are often effective because people have to embed them on their site and such. But ebooks tend to be shared more often and were far more powerful in terms of building interest on a website. And the neat thing that one thing I appreciated attached to that was that ebooks are really quite easy to make. There are a lot of systems out there or small plugins, anything you can buy that'll take what content you have and generate an ebook out of it. You're going to have to add a little bit more pizzazz to it. But if you've been writing for a long time, ebooks can be quite easy to generate. And if it's going to give you a better bang for your buck, then that's probably a good way to go.
Did you try that site I mentioned to you the other day? There's a site that I've been using for writing called 750words.com. And it's very interesting just because there's some social aspects to it, and it prompts you, it kind of motivates you to write 750 words a day. So if you're trying to figure out how to make the time to write something like this, that's a really good site to go to, check out, and just kind of get some motivation to write.
You mentioned it motivates you, and it does when I get there, but I haven't gotten any. I did sign up. I didn't get any, like, have you posted your 750 words today? I haven't gotten anything like that in email.
Oh, really? I get those emails every day because I never do it. Not that I never do it, but I just don't do it enough.
Right, of course. Yeah.
And there's a little bit of game theory built into it as far as getting, you know, rewards in the top lists for doing it so many days in a row and meeting kind of different types of goal guidelines. So it's very interesting for helping to motivate people to write.
Interesting. Okay, I've got another piece of info in a second, but let's take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. And happy purveyor of socialmediatips.com.
Get that plug in.
You got to get it in there. You really do. Hey, actually, I wanted to note to everyone that by the time you listen to this, because I just gave it away, we're pre-recording, the website will be allowing you to post tips without being an official author. So essentially, you can sign up and become what we're calling a tipster, and that can be anyone who generates their own tips. So check it out. Hopefully, you'll find it a little more interesting by being able to interact a bit more. Now, this piece of information I wanted to share was that there was some analysis of factors within the Moz, SEO Moz data sets. They were checking to see what stuff was most accurate. You know, they've got Moz Trust, they've got drawing a blank. What is it? Help me, John.
Moz Trust. I guess you're talking about things like Majestic SEO has its own little ranking system, and there's a bunch of different places that have started doing that. Is that what you're talking about?
Moz Rank. That was the other one. Duh. Man, that was hard. Yeah, so Moz Trust, Moz Rank. There's a whole bunch of other ones as well that is used to analyze a website and how good a quality it is. Well, one thing that came out of this, which I think is helpful, is that Moz Trust is the most accurate method or accurate metric within their system for determining a site's quality when you're considering linking to it or when you see a link is coming to you from it. That's important. You know, if you find that a particular link or a particular site has dropped a link to you, let's say, and you were tracking it and you go, oh my God, that was one of the higher Moz Trust links to our website. Maybe I should do something about it and see if I can get that link back. That's really the extent of link building these days. You don't want to be going after everyone for their Moz Trust necessarily, but it is something that is effective in determining how good a quality a website is based on their research.
Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
I know it's not January 1st or anything, but I'm still going to make a prediction. 2 years from now, it'll be very, very rare for us to talk about linking at all. I guarantee, I swear up and down, this industry is going to the direction that linking will still matter, just like keywords matter, but we're not going to be talking about it nearly as much as we do today. Because it's doing linking and link building as a craft is going to disappear in our industry.
Well, it's relegated to keyword meta tag. So people bring it up, we just kind of go, no, that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever say linking isn't important, but
link building in that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just think right now, whenever I hear any kind of discussion about, when you're doing analysis for link building, I'm like, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
That's just my personal is like, it's passé at this point.
Passé. Nice. Well, it's also probably the most prominent discussion point at SEO Moz of all the presentations, the MozCon, I should say. I would say 90% of the presentations mentioned how link building has changed and is not really what it used to be, even remotely. And it was a lot about content strategy. So there was a lot of really great tips, even about link building per se, but not using the tactics we're most used to.
And you know why this conversation is happening and why this change is happening in the industry? It's because you flipped your finger up at Google a little while ago, because they're trying to change the conversation and change the way people look at industry by really changing the way links work for us. And
yes,
they know they've created this link economy that is screwing them over, and they're trying to destroy the link economy, and they will, but in doing so, the craft of link building will also be destroyed.
Yeah, well, and it's I have no problem with Google doing what they did in terms of trying to change the system. It's how they did it. They did not need to get vindictive. I mean, there are some sites they did. Some sites they do, but
I don't disagree. The way they're doing it could have been handled different, but the reason they're doing it is also going to take link building out of the picture when you're talking about the day-to-day general activities of an SEO working at a company somewhere.
Yeah. Well, now, we've only got a couple minutes left, but before we go, I wanted to tell you, I've been doing some hunting. Well, first of all, I changed my video hosting for my clients and myself from Wistia, or so from Vizar to Wistia. These are corporate video hosting sites. Instead of going on YouTube, you go on these if you want to control the content. Well, I went to Wistia and found out later, somehow, that even though I'd uploaded 8 videos, that they are only doing 6 for my account. I can only have 6, which is a completely lame thing. I would never have signed up for it if I knew I could only do 6 freaking videos. Anyway, there's a fantastic article that I'm going to post on our forum, on the facebook.com/SEO101 podcast page to an SEO Moz article called Hosting and Embedding for Video SEO. It's fantastic. It's like the best article I've ever seen on video. And it tells you what to do for SEO, which platforms are best, the different tactics for different types of SEO. It's just wicked. Absolutely wicked. So I'll post that. And just so everyone knows, I decided to go with Vimeo Pro because Wistia and all their stupidity said that from $29, which is what I'm paying now per month, the only way I could get unlimited or even more than 6 is go to $99 a month. Yeah. Very angry. So I said, screw that. So I went to Vimeo Pro, $200 a year.
Nice. Yeah. Did you look at Bright Cove? Because it's listed in the article.
The $200 a month.
Yeah, Bright Cove has been my nemesis for like 6 or 7 years when it comes to video. I'm always very mad at Bright Cove for some reason.
Yeah. Fair enough. I understand.
I'm just saying.
Okay, well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. We air every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And if you'd like to reach me, my email address is ross@stepforth.com. You can reach John through @JohnCarcutt on Twitter. And hope you have a fantastic week, and talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.